As the fighting in Libya continues, the Italian government is worried it will face a wave of refugees. Muammar Gaddafi threatened to send millions of migrants to Europe in retaliation for the international action against him. Now, the first three boats carrying about 1,000 people have been rescued by the Italian Coast Guard and brought to Linosa, a tiny Italian island in the Mediterranean. The migrants told NPR's Sylvia Pagioli they were fleeing violence and discrimination in Libya.
The sleepy off-season of this picture-perfect Mediterranean island has been disrupted by the sudden arrival of hundreds of refugees, mostly Eritreans and Somalis. The men are sheltered in a ruined port building. They're eager to share their stories. 33-year-old Somali Mohamed Ali says each one paid up to $1,500 for the dangerous five-day crossing. They had no food or drinking water. All they were provided with was a satellite phone that didn't work.
We did not have a proper route. Yesterday we were drifting. We did not have fuel. We were just drifting. When you look around you, you only see water. It's by luck. We came here by luck.
Ali was one of hundreds of thousands of foreigners who provided Libya with cheap labor. So cheap, he says, that often they weren't even paid. He, his wife and child experienced 3 years of discrimination and beatings. But now he says Libya is even more dangerous than his homeland, Somalia.
Everybody has a gun there. Libya is not safe for anybody. And provide to everybody, every Libyan man who can carry and who even cannot carry a gun.
He said he had to leave because he was too scared even to go out.
Because the situation is just boiling. You do not know who is with Gaddafi and who is not with Gaddafi. If you say Gaddafi is a good, that's treason. If you say Gaddafi is bad, it's another bigger treason. You have to keep your mouth shut, and when somebody come and hold your shoulder and even abuse you and split on you, you say thank you. But we say ma'alesh.
A mile away, a schoolroom has been turned into a shelter for the women and children. With colorful headscarves, the women look proud and dignified despite their shabby clothes. 29-year-old Grace Fields is from Nigeria. She ran an African foods business in Tripoli. As with the other refugees, it's impossible to independently verify her story. But she says the Libyans are using the war to turn against foreigners and make money.
They will go to everybody's house and take their belongings. Somebody with gun, with knife, everything. They will make sure they collect everything you have. It's too much. They are killing every day by day. They are killing.
Nearby, 30-year-old Amina Alehashe from Eritrea tells a story of shattered dreams. She and many others began their trek across Africa years ago in the hopes of reaching Europe from Libyan shores. But their hopes were crushed in 2008 when Libya and Italy signed a treaty under which Tripoli agreed to block all migrant boats in exchange for $7 billion. Like all illegal immigrants, Alehashe was sent to a detention camp for 6 months, some of her friends for as much as a year. They were regularly beaten and kicked and received only one meal a day.
Bread and water, even not tea, even not medical. It's very dangerous because we have a right, we have a document, we have anything.
The toll of life in Libya on these Africans' health is immediately visible to Italian aid worker Claudia Rossetti. She says many of the men are emaciated and undernourished.
And there are many pregnant women in this group. Several of them had miscarriages during the sea crossing. They're full of sores on their backs. They haven't been able to wash in weeks.
Later, Rossetti says she has reason to believe many of the women were sexually abused while in detention camps. Before the refugees are transferred to Sicily, we offer use of our mobile phones to call home. The mood changes suddenly, and the women's faces break out in broad smiles when they hear the voices of loved ones far away. And in turn, they say, "We were rescued, we're now in Italy, and we're okay. And it's fantastic." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Linosa.